The trip was for the Great American Agriculture Celebration at the White House. It was actually an event that brought together farmers and others across the ag industry from all over the U.S. I was there representing MVP Dairy and really the broader dairy community. From what they shared, I believe that this was the first time that they had had a group like this at the White House, which made it feel pretty significant and historic at the same time, especially coming from a community like ours where ag plays such a big role. It was awesome to see ag and farmers being celebrated at the White House. Actually, when I got there and I had to make the walk up to the White House, it was a pretty surreal feeling. And one of the first things I happened to notice were three tractors that were parked out in front of the White House. One had been painted gold for the event, obviously, and another had been wrapped in stars and stripes. And it just really felt like it was agriculture's version of a red carpet. And it made the whole thing feel really welcoming from the get-go. We all got to hear from President Trump and Secretary of Ag, Brooke Rollins. They took some time to highlight some of the work that they were doing in agriculture and also made it clear that the industry has been and will continue to be a priority for them. And they also talked about how they usually celebrate championship teams at the White House and other groups like that, but that they had never taken the time to bring in farms and farmers and celebrate those that help feed us all. And so they wanted to basically top off National Ag Week with a big celebration at the White House. The day was really about recognizing agriculture and the people who help feed the world. You know, I grew up on a dairy farm here locally and have spent nearly 20 years in the dairy industry here in Ohio. So being there representing the dairy community meant a lot for me. And it really just reinforces that what we're doing right here locally really does matter on a bigger level.